How are you, Mr. O'Brien? This is Vicki.
Oh, I'm fine. And how are you?
Just fine, sir. Congratulations to you. I wanted to tell you.
To you?
Oh, no. Thank you. Just a moment. The president wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Big shot.
How are you today, Mr. President?
I want to check up and see what is happening.
Well, the way things are at this point, you have the old elbow room that we've been talking about for months. And,
how many did we pick up in the house?
Well, we have a net in there running about 36 or 7. There's three or four hanging in the balance still.
36 or 7. Good God Almighty. What does that give us total?
That'll run you about 291, 293. You know, there are a few of them still hanging. They're bouncing back and forth, but you're well above 290 now. As against 254 with three Democratic vacancies for a technical 257, you're up in, well up in the middle 290. Lord knows where we'll finally land.
Where'd we do most of it? Did two of them in Texas, thank God.
Yeah, well, we picked up in Indiana, Michigan.
We went in Indianapolis?
Yeah. And we picked up in the state of Washington.
Yeah.
Picked up in New York.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Pick up many in New York?
Yeah, God, we've got about five. I'll be honest with you, there are a couple of them I didn't have on my list at all. Jeepers. And picked up in New Jersey, and got a couple in Pennsylvania. We lost five in Alabama.
Lost five? Elected Republican?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's all right. That's good for Alabama. We just...
That's right.
Who did they beat there?
Well, God, they got everybody but Bob Jones, I guess.
Well, he's the only one worth a damn, wasn't he?
Yeah.
The rest of them never voted with us, did they?
Well, that Ken, what the hell's his name down there, Roberts, he was fair, you know, from time to time.
Did they beat him?
Yep.
Well, now, how did Bob Jones survive it?
Well, he didn't have an opponent. You know, he had gotten away without Republican opponent. In fact, when I had that meeting down in Atlanta, Bob came down with the group from Alabama, and he was really working hard around the state for you, and very outspoken, and I don't know how the hell he did get by in the original primary, but he did. But we were trying to piece it together tonight at the office, and God, there are so many surprises. You take a woman, Catherine St. George?
Yeah.
She was like...
I'm glad of that.
Yeah, my God, I'm telling you.
Did what about Lindsay?
No, he's in.
All right. Well, he's all right. We wanted him in, kind of, didn't we?
Yeah. All right.
What about your list of 25? Did it pretty well come through?
Yeah, well, we had 17 on that first list, but I thought we're sure bets. We got 15 of them.
You got 15 of your 17?
Pardon?
You got 15 of the 17 we sent money to.
Yeah, and then we got 5 of the next 8.
5 of the next 8. Good God Almighty. That's picking them.
That's we sent money to, and then the next 17 that we sent money to for an overall number of 42, we got, I think 11 of them.
Good God,
that's a good investment, Frank.
Almost what you did out of the 42 you picked, you got about 30, 4 or 5.
32 of them.
Huh?
We got 31 or 32 of them, something like that.
Now, how many senders we got?
We got that right now, it's either plus 1 or plus 2, you know, Young survived.
Yeah.
Ballinger's down the drain. One big surprise to me was that Tom Gill in Ohio. He went down the
You mean
drain.
Hawaii?
I mean Hawaii.
Well, now, what about Howard Cannon?
He won by less than 300 votes.
He won?
Yep.
Well, Mike Mansfield just told me he lost.
Well, by God, they had it an hour ago that he had won by less than 300.
Well, they had him lose. Mike Mansfield told me he lost by 100 and told me he thought the vote was 68-32.
Well, now that's conceivable because when they gave us less than 300, it was 99% of the votes of the state. Now, that would mean probably they had...
Well, now you check that, and if he's down the drain, you call me back if I don't hear from you.
All right.
I'm at the ranch, and I want to know, and, well, how did we pick them up now? We lost one in California, and I guess we picked up one in Maryland. We picked up one in New York, and
Well, let's see now.
Where did we lose them? Young was a Democrat, Salinger's a Democrat. We lost California.
Yeah.
And we picked up New York, so that balanced off.
Yeah, then we picked up Maryland.
We picked up Maryland, and what did we lose?
And we picked up New Mexico.
Picked up New Mexico, that's two.
Yeah, and then the one out in Hawaii.
Well, that was another seat.
That wasn't our seat.
That's two, but we must have kept Cannon in, and that's what makes it 6832.
Yeah, well, we had a plus two on our chart. When I left the office tonight, it was plus two, but that included Cannon.
Yeah, well, what you did then, you Kennedy offset Salinger.
Right.
And Montoya. And Maryland were gains.
That's right. And Steve Young held on.
Montoya and Steve Young held on.
Yep.
Montoya and Montoya vote with us pretty well. I remember I had to give him the works on the foreign aid this year.
Yeah, well, you know, he was under Passman's thumb there. Passman used to give him those.
Yeah, how'd he vote on other things?
Okay. You have to keep at him. I'm sure he'll be much better now.
Montoya and the Tidings.
Yeah.
Tidings will vote with us, won't he?
Yep.
Now, what are we going to do about this rules committee situation? We just can't go through that punishment all the time.
Well, I would think this, that your first problem will be that Democratic Study Group and those liberals in general, they're going to be flexing their muscles. I think they'll figure that, by God, they're not going to listen to any half measures, as we gave them two Congresses in a row when they wanted to change the rules and have the 21-day rule, and then they want to... They're going to want to remove John Bell Williams, and that fellow, what's his name now?
Calmer.
Yeah. Now, I don't think Calmer came out against you. John Bell Williams did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's that other guy that, Watson?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those two, and the Watson campaign for Goldwater. And they'll want to take their committee assignments away from them. They'll want to invoke the 21-day rule. They'll want to do some other liberalizing.
What will the 21-day rule do? It just means that you can get a president's bill in 21 days?
Yeah. Now, the thing about the 21-day rule, I remember back in 1962 when we were talking about that, and I was talking to Kennedy about it, it dawned on us that, hell, if you've got the votes in that house, of course...
Do it for 2 weeks.
Pardon?
Do it, make it a 2 weeks rule.
Yeah, and then, you wonder sometimes some of that legislation that you don't want to get to the floor, you know. That happens, too.
Yeah.
And that's what bothered us a little bit about it. Of course, I went up to see McCormick that time at the holidays, I remember, and he said, no, by God, he didn't think there was enough leeway there to go the 21-day rule, and I came back and told the president. And, finally decided, well, the hell, there was no point in pressing for it. Bowling and Blatnick and those fellows were screaming at that time. And then finally we said, no, we just get permanency of the rule change that we made in the 87th Congress. And I think the best rule you can have in any House of Representatives is the vote. You've got the vote.
Yeah, but you can't get it away from that Rules Committee. They'll block you, old man does, on all that stuff.
Well, they'll be setting up some procedures such as that, and I think that probably what should be done at a reasonably early stage is to have a chat with that leadership. Let's get them in shape so that they'll know where they're headed, because, by God, once these fellows have a little vacation time and all that, and they get to around Thanksgiving, they're going to be making all kinds of moves to... strengthen the liberal position in that house, I'm sure of that. Andy Beamer will be piling in there, George Meany, and they'll all be in it. Walter and Ruth will be in it. Ruth will put me through the meat grinder pretty much, you know, and the first couple of years I was there, because he said we were too easy and that we should be pushing around some of those Southerners. Well, hell, during those days we were trying to convert them.
Yeah.
And we succeeded in converting quite a few of them, at least partially, and I think over the long haul it was the best procedure. But of course now with this elbow room, Maybe all bets are off. Take another look at it.
What go ought to carry? 6 states?
Yep.
How much to carry Arizona by?
See, I didn't even see it. It was very, very close. It hung by a thread and then finally tipped over to him. Yeah, he carried 6 states. And, God, they must be still weighing your boat in New York.
What, how much we carried by?
Last I saw it was over 2 million something.
Massachusetts went pretty good, too, did it?
Massachusetts went like gangbusters. My God, you got the biggest boat in history there. And the Democratic governor candidate lost.
He lost?
Yep.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yep. Remember, I told you in my report I thought that would happen.
Yeah?
That's the greatest state in the country.
Was that close?
Pardon?
Was it close?
Oh, yeah, it was reasonably close. But, my God, when you think that you went up to a margin of, I don't know, 875, 900,000, something in that vicinity.
And what did Teddy get?
He was in that vicinity, 800-something, I think. And, Jesus, then you have the governor lose by, I forget now, but the last, I didn't pay any more attention to it after I thought he was behind by about 45,000 with about 100 precincts to go.
Did Teddy and I run reasonably close together?
Yeah, I didn't look at the final figure on it, but you were running quite close.
Well, I'll see you over the weekend, I hope. I just wanted to check and see, and you keep in touch and call me back on Howard Cannon if you can.
I'll call you back on Cannon.
And let's confirm. Let's see where we are as near as we can on the house seats.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
On the line.